This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Menominee is reminding residents that it will be conducting curbside yard waste and brush pickups for the next 3 Mondays. According to a press release, the yard waste and brush pickups began this week and will run through November 10th. Residents who wish to take advantage of the service must leave the items they want collected at their curb no sooner than Sunday mornings and no later than 7 a.m. on pickup day. They can also drop their yard waste and brush off themselves at the city solid waste site on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. The Rice Lake Area School District is seeking community members who are interested in serving on the district's wellness committee. The committee is meant to ensure area students have access to nutritious meals and to promote more healthy eating habits to combat obesity. District officials say the work of the committee helps promote positive eating behaviors and helps their students reach their full academic potential. Area residents interested in serving on the wellness committee can contact the chair of the committee, Lori Johnson, by phone or by email. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Takeback Day over the weekend. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of their unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The Fall Drug Takeback Day will be held on Saturday, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. The Universities of Wisconsin is reporting another year of enrollment growth at a majority of their schools. Organization officials say 9 of the 13 universities saw enrollment growth this year, despite a decline in international students amid uncertainty with student visas. They say a major factor in the overall enrollment growth was the new Direct Admit program, which automatically offers admission to most UW schools for qualified high school seniors in Wisconsin. Freshman enrollment from Wisconsin students increased by a record 5.5%. The Eau Claire Community Foundation is seeking proposals for a nonprofit sponsor to lead the next phase of its ongoing grief services project. According to a press release, the chosen nonprofit will receive over $170,000 of grant funding each year. It must employ a grief services project manager, submit quarterly and annual reports to the Eau Claire Community Foundation, and coordinate with a regional provider network. Applications will be accepted until November 15th, and the chosen organization will be announced in January. The River Falls Rotary and United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys are inviting area residents to contribute during the final days of their annual community diaper and baby wipes drive. The drives will run through the end of the month, with drop-off locations at Ezekiel Lutheran Church and St. Bridget's Catholic Church. The River Falls School District is also participating in the collection drive. Rotary and United Way officials are hoping to collect at least 55,000 diapers through the drive this year, after collecting over 47,000 last year. Officials from the Indian Head Community Action Agency's Rusk County Food Pantry say they're still looking for a new location following the closure of their Ladysmith facility last month. The organization's board of directors met on Tuesday, saying their goal is to remain in the Ladysmith area in a low or no rent building. They also say they've applied for tax-exempt status for new grant funding, but may not hear back for a while due to the federal government shutdown. Feed My People Food Bank is hosting pop-up pantries to fill the growing demand for food services. A state Senate committee held a public hearing on a proposed bill that would require public schools to establish cardiac emergency response plans this week. The legislation was considered in the Wisconsin Senate Public Safety Committee on Wednesday. If passed into law, it would require schools to lay out a team of staff members who would respond to a cardiac emergency and a process for activating that team, as well as sharing that plan with local emergency service providers. School athletic events would also be required to have AEDs on hand. Xcel Energy officials are reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills or work out a payment plan with their provider before the winter heating moratorium begins. Starting November 1st, utility companies will be prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Anyone with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. A proposed bill making its way through the Wisconsin state legislature would give victims of sexual assault more time to pursue charges under the statute of limitations. If passed into law, the proposed legislation would double the statute of limitations for filing second-degree assault charges from 10 years to 20 years. It would also protect victims who report a sexual assault from being prosecuted for misdemeanor drug or alcohol charges and allow them to break their rental lease more easily if they provide their landlord with a criminal complaint or restraining order. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks tomorrow night. They kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.